Now to a new film opening soon that features some legends of the screen. Jeffrey Brown got a preview earlier this month at the Toronto International Film Festival.
Excuse me, I'd like to open up an account.
What type of account do you have in mind?
This kind.
He's a charming, well-dressed, and friendly old guy who happens to be a bank robber.
He was also sort of a gentleman.
He was very polite.
He seemed like a nice enough fella.
Robert Redford, himself age 82, is Forrest Tucker, head of what becomes dubbed the Over the Hill Gang.
Was that just irresistible to you to take on this story?
Because I'm over the hill.
That was it.
I was very attracted to the idea that a guy robbed banks.
Somebody said, do you rob banks to make a living? He said, no, I rob banks to have a living. And I always liked that idea. He just loved his life.
And action.
The new film, The Old Man and the Gun, is directed by David Lowry and features Casey Affleck as a small-time detective eager to nab the elusive bank robber.
Yeah, I won't lie. I'd love to slap the cuffs on him myself.
It's based on a true story, first told by author David Gran in the New Yorker magazine.
I don't believe a word you say.
Also on board, another acting great, Sissy Spacek.
I'm the only thing in it that's not true.
Spacek is, of course, known for numerous performances over the years, including Carrie in 1976 and her 1981 Oscar-winning role as Loretta Lynn in Coal Miner's Daughter.
Hey, excuse me. Need some help?
Now 68, she plays Jewel, who's recently lost her husband, meets Redford's Forrest Tucker by accident, and isn't quite sure what to make of him.
The main thing I needed to figure out was, did I believe him the first time he told me he robbed banks? Prove it.
Prove it?
Yeah.
You want me to prove it?
Yeah. I just thought that was a line. You know, I just thought he was trying to be cute and funny, which he was being cute and funny.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of a weird pickup line, but he's a charmer.
But it worked.
There's also in this film a lot, especially in your character, the idea about getting away with something, you know, getting away with it.
That's always been appealing to me.
Why is it appealing?
It's just fun to try to get away with something. I think it's just a fun concept.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, particularly if it doesn't get dark or harsh. The whole idea of this film was whatever these characters were doing, they had fun. And that I like that idea, particularly in these dark times that we're living in. We're living in such dark times. And one of the other appealing parts of this film was that it's a film that during these dark times brings a nice light into something. It's very upbeat, and I think that's pretty healthy right now.
This movie is a real meditation on aging. Is it not? I mean, both of your characters, how to age gracefully, what to do as you age.
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about that.
You don't?
No, not about aging. No. Yeah. So therefore, whether I'm graceful or not, I just don't want to think about it.
But when you have to play a character.
I think the character doesn't think about it either. He just goes about what he loves doing.
Do you think about it?
I'm a woman. Of course I think about it.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. No, actually, I think this is just one of the favorite times of my life. You know, we get respect. It's amazing.
Isn't that nice?
It's so nice. Getting old is not all. It's not so bad.
In fact, the two have never before acted together.
You know what I do when the door closes? I jump out the window.
But on screen, under director David Lowry, they have an easygoing, natural chemistry. And in person with us, egg each other on.
We had so much fun when we were doing that scene in the diner. Tell me what that is, then.
My style?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's take this place. This place is not my style.
The first day we worked on it, we did it in little tiny pieces, and it was just kind of driving us crazy. The next day we came back to that, and we finally said, David, can we do it all in one?
All in one, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we did it all in one, it just went to new places, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Just... Yeah.
It's got to feel right. The timing has to feel right.
And you could improvise while you were doing it as long as you stayed within the context of the characters in the story, you know.
Yeah.
And cut. Nailed it.
Is acting easier, harder, having done it so long, having done so many...
Well, it's always been hard, but you want to make it look easy. I mean, I think that's the objective. You want to make it look easy.
And sometimes you just get swept away And I think of, it's like when the scene plays you. And then when you finish, they go, okay, let's do that again, do the same thing. And I'm thinking,
well, yeah,
what happened? Where am I?
I don't know what to do.
You live for those moments,
yes,
where you're swept away and you lose yourself in the moment and in the scene.
Along that line, being in the moment is part of what being an actor is, to be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really in the moment, that means things are going to be just loose enough for you to improvise if you have to, you know, if you're in the moment. As long as the moment's real.
You just walk in, real calm.
In The Old Man and the Gun, Robert Redford, the actor, plays a man who just can't stop doing the one thing that gives him life, even if it is something that lands him in jail every so often. But Redford, the man, has announced this will be his final role. He's going to stop. We'll have that part of the conversation in our next report. For now, I'm Jeffrey Brown from the Toronto International Film Festival.